This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on.
Here's your host, Sue Fries.
You know, it's been a while since I've been live on KKLA, and I am so excited to be here. And if you're driving, I don't want you to, you know, get in an accident, but I do want you to listen to the question I'm going to ask. And if you feel your heart just pressed to call in, I really, really, really want to hear from you. And the question is we just went through Thanksgiving holidays. We just did. And, you know, my Thanksgiving was different this year. You know, if you've experienced broken dreams, if you've experienced not being with the family members that you would like to be with, if something's happened to where, you know, the holidays just aren't all they're cracked up to be, and you feel lonely, if you feel sad, you know, if those are the experience you've felt, it was only the beginning. It's only the beginning of the holidays, because you have Thanksgiving and all things give thanks. And yes, we do need to give thanks, because even with all the turmoil, there's things that we can look at and say, I'm thankful for. But it doesn't change the fact that we are sad, that we could be sad because, you know, something's just missing. Something's missing. What is it in your life that's missing? What is it that caused your holidays to not be all they could be? And what would it take to make them different? You've got Christmas coming up, so this was the beginning of the holidays. It's just a time where, you know, it's a holiday time with family gatherings and, you know, just all of those special, special relationship times. And maybe your relationship or your life isn't exactly where you want it. And it kind of just opens that up, opens your heart up to that wound. So the question is what are you going to do about it, if you can do anything? What did you do for Thanksgiving? What are your plans to prepare for Christmas? I really want you to think about it, because I want you to share. Because what was, what is. And what is going to come is going to come. But we have a choice in this. So what is the choice that you're going to make? What are you going to do different? The phone number is 888-995-KKLA or 5552. I really want to hear from you. I know that I had to do things different this year. And I know that it's okay, that God still has a hand on me and he still got me. But not always do things turn out the way we want them to. So I want to hear from you. So the phone number again is 888-995-5552. I'm just going to say a little something here too. It is Saturday. And I am syndicated, which means that, you know, shows are going to hear this at different times. But right now, on this Saturday, right after Thanksgiving, I was supposed to compete in the biggest dance event of the year. And those that have followed me and know a little bit about my story, they'll know that I shattered my leg. And I wasn't expected really to dance again. And I was thankful that I could walk. But I was able to dance, and it's been like a year and 6 months. And just recently, in the last 3 weeks, I ended up getting a infection in my leg that has a metal plate and 10 pins in it. And it caused me to get back in that wheelchair that I really never thought I would get back in. I thought I was done with that stage. But all of a sudden, here I am in a wheelchair again, and broken dreams, because I wanted to get back up. Again, I wanted to be on that dance floor, and I wanted to perform, and I wanted it to be an example that even when the chips get you down, you get back up again. And the song Toby Mac was the song I was going to dance to. So it's difficult right now because I'm here at the studio with you, and the contestants that I was going to compete against are getting ready, preparing to get on that floor and have that special moment. That's another thing. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in our lives, and this has happened with me, that I don't realize it's the last time I'm going to be able to feel that or do that again, such as water skiing, snow skiing, motorcycle riding. Those things are done for me, and I didn't realize it. Has that happened to you? Please call me and talk to me about what's going on with you. 888-995-5552, because I really want to hear from you. Lisa, you're there. You want to answer my question?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Been listening to your show for some time. Good to speak with you.
And oh, wow.
A question.
It is a great question. So what is the answer? What did you do during the holidays, or how did this holiday affect you?
Well, I'll tell you something. I've had different things happen in my life, anywhere from being in a head-on accident where I had brain damage.
Oh.
They wanted to make me 100% disabled, but I was a single mother, and I said, you can't do that to me, because how will I survive? And I think it has been my undying faith in God that has carried me over. So recovering from not being able to walk and talk and forgetting that ABC is ABC and literally severe brain damage. You know, I learned a big lesson there. I learned the strength and courage and fortitude and faith I had. And then at another time, I burned my face when I accidentally was really tired and not thinking of what I was doing. And I burned half of my face. And
oh, my goodness.
That taught me humility, because when I walked outside, kids would say, Mommy, Mommy, look at that monster, look at that monster.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it broke my heart, but I learned humility. So as I sit here and I heard you ask that question, what I'm going through right now is a blessing, I should say, because I see them all as blessings now, where before I acknowledged them as challenges, and absolutely you feel devastated by them. But now I see that the challenges that we receive from God are opportunities to not only make a difference in other people's lives, but to elevate ourselves. And so now my brother, who is one of my heart, who has been in prison for 15 years unjustly because an LAPD officer lied on his testimony.
Mm.
And my brother was a model inmate, and he was sent to Corcoran, who's one of the worst prisons in California. And during the 8 to 10 months that he was at Corcoran, he was denied his medication by the guards, and he was left in a cell of over 100 degrees for almost 3 weeks. And as a result of that, he experienced severe internal bleeding. And on June 22nd, his cellmate found him almost completely bled out on his cot.
Oh, my.
And we received a phone call from his cellmate, because that's part of what prisoners do, is that they share family phone numbers in case anything happens.
Mm-hmm.
And he called, and when he called my father, and then my father called me, and I was driving, and I went into a state of shock, but I came into my house, and I literally dropped on my knees, and I said to God, I said, God, I commend my soul to you. I commend my heart, my mind, my finances, my entire being. I will dedicate the rest of my life to taking care of my brother, and I will not worry about anything, because I know that you will take care of me.
What a great message for all those listening, because he is there for each and every one of us. When I was preparing for this show, Lisa, and I really thank you for everything you've just shared. I'd like to talk to you more, and I would like for you to get in touch with me on the Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com website. I want you to email me, because it could be that we could be on the show together. I would like to talk more about your story. But when preparing for this show, the scripture that came to mind was Romans 3:5. I just wrote a book, and it's called Learning How to Breathe, and I was reading over the final draft of my book, and in chapter 3, the scripture at the very beginning of the chapter reads this: "But we rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." And that's such a wonderful thing, because, you know, we never know what's happening and why it's happening, but we do know that we will endure. We can endure. With the Lord's help, we endure. And when we get to the other side, as you said, Lisa, you said that you realized afterwards, you know, that the Lord was always there for you. And that's a wonderful thing. We have another lady, I don't know her name, it's just got the initial J, dealing with your emotional time during the holidays.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm just so excited this time around Thanksgiving, because I was dealing with my emotional roller coaster, and I didn't know where it was coming from, and it always would visit, you know, especially with being single and all this, that, and the other, right?
Yeah, that's a big thing, being single and everybody's getting together.
Yeah.
And I have some family members very, very close to me, and they just hate the holidays because of that.
Exactly. So what God was doing, dealing with me, I started last Saturday to prepare for Thanksgiving, and he really kind of showed me how I just needed to be thankful and just really start thanking him. And it has really changed my whole perspective on me just being a Christian. It energized me. It just gave me strength, because I needed strength. I was trying to get it from others, you know, subconsciously.
Uh-huh.
And now I know that it's not the people that can give me that, even though it's nice to be around them, but I'm not expecting anything from them. So I go with my buffer, which I've already thanked God, and I'm seeking his face, and I'm just keeping my focus on that instead of my circumstances, what I don't have, what I think I should have, you know, the whole laundry list, you know.
That's really awesome. And have you made plans for Christmas now that are, you know, because I've talked to some split families, and they, you know, they had the traditions of being married with the family and how everybody would come together, and the traditions were the traditions, but now the traditions can't stay as they were.
Exactly.
We have to change and make new traditions for where we are in life right now.
Exactly.
So what is it you're doing?
There hasn't been any plans, but I'm so excited because I've had the expectation, because I also told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry for giving you a date that you have to move. See, I had to release that. So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to take it a day at a time, and I'm going to watch my thoughts, watch my words, and continue to thank you. And I've been seeing him move, you know, just gradually, but I see that I've changed even in the midst of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to encourage singles with children, divorcees, you name it, you know, because we all kind of reflect on the year, and we kind of say, well, wait, I should have did this by now, yada, yada, yada. And sometimes it's not like that.
Right.
And God knows what's best, even though we're like, Lord, we've been in this for so long, and what do you mean? I've stopped that. I'm like, no complaining, just nothing. Just thank you, Lord, and I just want to just tell you that. I just thought I just had to call in and let you
and
know.
And I'm so glad you did, and you know what? You've inspired me. You've made me feel better. And I'm hoping that your spirit, because it is a very loving, warm, caring spirit, that I hope that everyone listening can just feel what I'm feeling right now from you. Listen, do me a favor and connect with me on Sue Free's, spelt like fries, oneword.com, and just give me more of who you are, and let's connect, okay?
You said Sue Free?
Yeah, Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.
Okay.
.com, okay?
Thank you.
Let's connect there, okay?
All right.
And listen, you have a wonderful rest of this holiday, because Thanksgiving should be every day.
Amen.
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 And, you know, the holidays are coming, and Christmas is coming, and we are going to make the most of this year, aren't we?
We are. You really are.
Whatever, wherever you are, you know, I've heard someone say, you know, you need to bloom where you're planted.
That's right.
So wherever you are, you need to bloom.
Amen.
And so, you know, let's make a difference. And I think you are.
Okay.
And that's awesome. So God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. you know, there's another scripture that comes to mind. And, you know, over the holidays, I had a lot of people emailing me, just telling me thank you for me being in their lives. And I'm thinking, wow, if they only knew, and they do know, what they've done for me. And they're saying thank you to me. And I just think it's wonderful. And I don't think we do that enough. Do you do that enough, listener? Do you do that enough? Do you reach out and let people just know what they've done in your life, how they've made a difference in your life? Because, you know, that could be the difference for them for that day, even that week, maybe even for a month. Be an inspiration, be an encourager, and let people know. Don't keep it to yourself. It's supposed to be shared. In Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Now, sometimes we don't feel like rejoicing, do we? But he doesn't give it to us as an option. Whether you feel like it or not, you need to rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious. Now, that's tough for me. About anything. Anything, Lord? Anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all, not a little, not some, all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And this is really good. In my Bible, I've got this little thing. It's underlined, underlined, underlined. It says positive. I like positive. How about you? It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And we need to be focused on that. And the last scripture that I want to read from this Philippians is Philippians 4:12. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I, meaning you, can do everything through Him, Christ, who gives me strength. And we need to be saying that to ourselves over and over and over again. When we feel we can't do something, just tell that thought to just leave. That thought needs to leave, because the real thought is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when you're feeling down, help somebody. Just help somebody. And when you do that, you're going to have the joy of the Lord, and He will give you the strength to endure all things. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream this on kkla.com. Click on Listen Live, and you can hear us. If you're driving and you want to hear more, I hope you do. Just stay tuned. And if you want to hear or share this podcast with somebody else, don't worry. It's okay. Just go. You can tell them to go on Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and listen to the podcast. They are listed. The show's been going on for 2.5 years now. Praise God. And you can go on by date. You can go on by guest or by topic. There's also other things you can look up on this website. Helping Hands has a lot of things that can help you. Just go on there and browse, and you'll see all kinds of things. There's also Sue Free's TV, which has videos, and in the videos there are messages such as the 5 love languages. I'm riding a unicycle, which I still can do, but I'm riding a unicycle and I'm delivering the message about the 5 love languages. Kind of fun. So go ahead and check that out when you can, and I would love for you to do that. So, listeners, I still want more of you to call in. The phone number again is 888-995-5552. I was talking to you at the very beginning of the show about me being a dancer and shattering my leg and the dream of dancing and doing all the athletic things that I used to do. I was not sure if I was going to be able to do them anymore. And I know there's a lot of people that have things that have happened to them, and they have a story just like I do. And I would love to hear your story, because the only reason I tell the story is not for you to feel sorry for me, because I don't even feel sorry for me. Yes, I have tough days, I have tough times, but I also have people that love me and support me, and I have my Heavenly Father who's always got me. He's always got me and gives me the courage to go forward. And you do too. All you have to do is ask. Ask Him. If you don't know Him, He wants to know you. And you were created to have a relationship with Him. And all you need to do is ask. Just ask Him, and He'll be there for you. So I have a guest that's in the studio with me today. And I'm very excited about this because it goes along with some of the other things that I was talking about. Are you intrigued? Are you curious? That's good. The person I have here, his name is Dr. Raymond Hall. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a bio here just so you understand where we're going with this. But we never really know where we're going on this show because the Lord's in control. So we'll just let him have the wheel and we'll see where it takes us. Okay, is that all right with you? It's definitely okay with me because he's a much better driver than I could ever, ever, ever be. Dr. Raymond Hall, renowned sports medicine chiro at Pacific Coast Sports Medicine, was schooled at prestigious Western State Chiropractic College in Portland, Oregon. Dr. Hall has been treating pro athletes, celebrities, and thousands of patients for more than 28 years and has seen treating Brooke Burke on hit TV show, guess what, Dancing with the Stars, when she was competing in 2008. As a descendant of inventor Samuel Morse, he likes to know how things work and improve upon those things that don't work very well. That's a good guy, isn't it? We all need to be thinking about that in our relationships, at work, at home. If something's not going the way you want it to, you have a choice. First of all, you have to identify, and then you have to figure out what the possible solutions could be. Right? With anything, that's what it's about. Dr. Hall began designing the cervical neck pillow in 2000 to respond to the need of 4 out of 5 patients with neck and upper back pain who either woke with pain or experienced pain during the night. So, Dr. Raymond Hall, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sue. It's a pleasure being here.
You were so quiet that whole time.
Well, it's wonderful listening to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. So let's just get right into this. You are a chiropractor, and we were talking a little bit off air about your heart and the passion of what you do because, you know, God created us for a specific purpose, and he gives us the gifts and he gives us the passion to go with it. And I think you're working within the purpose that God created for you. What do you think?
Every morning when I wake up, I can't wait to get to the office to help people, to treat people, to listen to their stories. And, you know, and every time I am working on a patient, this is something I don't talk about that much, but I do think of the power of God and the power of prayer.
That's awesome.
And his spirit and how actually I can just be a conduit to work through him. So it's wonderful working on people because that is, you know, God is the conduit. He is the connection of all living forces. And, you know, and we're looking at the body and the healing of a specific injury, whether it be traumatic or degenerative or, you know, some type of pathological condition. You know, there are some different forces. You know, the stresses outweigh the integrity of tissue of the body. So we have to find out ways to improve that, to re-strengthen it, to get the person healing again.
I've experienced that firsthand, and I know that, you know, there's a lot to this whole thing of healing, and our bodies are amazing. We're going to be going to a break in seconds, so I don't want to get you started on something, but I can tell you that I've learned so much just by being in a position where I've had to, and it's amazing, the healing hands, having people that know these things that can come alongside you and help you and heal you and the positive attitudes in our brains. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back again, and You know, I'm so thankful for Ecola. I'm thankful that they sponsor this show so that we can be on the air together. And if you need termite or pest control, shameless little commercial, but if you need pest control or termite, you need to call Ecola because we care and we want to take care of that for you. So we're back again, and I need you to explain something. How does perseverance, passion, and purpose work together in your daily life?
You know, it's interesting because they are all integral in doing what you really need to do every morning to wake up, to get out of bed, to figure out, you know, why should I get out of bed? I mean, it's not that easy sometimes, you know, but you have to kind of have something in your mind that you want to go out and do, that you want to go out and accomplish, that you want to, you know, somehow glorify God. And to be able to give gratitude for everything he's been able to get. We're not going to be able to see the beautiful birds and the chirping of the birds and the beautiful sky or the beautiful fog outside if we don't get up and get out of bed. So first of all, you have to have the passion for what you want to do, even if it's the simplest thing. And that's what, when I started 28 years ago in practice, I went ahead and did all the 16, 18 years of schooling and so on and so forth. But I always had the passion of helping somebody. Always I've helped to heal somebody in need. And so that's always been my passion, and it actually works out really well for me because not only do I have the practice in West Los Angeles, but I also am able to invent things that can help people.
Yes, so. I know about one of those inventions, and we will get into that as time goes on. Can you tell us why you are so passionate about increasing and expanding the momentum of integrated health within the chiropractic profession? I just have to say something. I have a cousin who's a chiropractor, and I was going to this chiropractor in my local town, and it was covered by insurance, and I was in and out of there like in 5 minutes. You go in there, and you just get your neck cracked and your back cracked, and then you were out. And then I went to my cousin's, and my cousin took time to talk to me, to, you know, he just did a lot of other things. And there was one time where I could not get out of bed. I truly could not get out of bed, and I know there's a lot of non-believers when it comes to chiropractic. And I can tell you firsthand that if it wasn't for my cousin, oh my goodness gracious, I would not have been able to walk. So I'm very thankful for him and for what you do, because there is truly, truly something to this whole thing. Well, alignment, think about it. We need to be in alignment, right? I mean, that's so obvious. It's like balance. Alignment, balance, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, and chiropractic is more than just the simple alignment
Correct.
Issues. You know, of
yeah.
course, as you know.
Yeah.
But, it's basically aligning your nutrition, your health, your sleep, your exercise, putting all these different things together. A lot of times, chiropractic is misrepresented by the chiropractor who simply goes out and spends 2 or 3 minutes with one or two parts of the body just adjusting. Mm-hmm. That's really missing the boat. Because chiropractic
really
is so much more than that. The philosophy of chiropractic to use. The innate ability of your body to help to heal. But when I could get into a consultation initially with the patient, I spend like a half hour, 45 minutes just talking through, going through initial examination, do the x-rays. We oftentimes do MRIs. So to get a complete detailed examination of what the person's issues are. So that's what good chiropractic is. And that's where we start getting an integrated medicine, is that even, you know, the best of chiropractic can't heal everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, you know, good chiropractic school, the 17, 18 chiropractic schools, accredited schools in the United States, are teaching that kind of good chiropractic, the synergistic wellness model.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how does your faith determine what you commit your time and energies to?
That's a wonderful question.
How does that fit in there?
Yeah. Faith is just basically, in my life, I can say personally, is knowing that God is there. God is there to help me heal patients, to help the patient heal themselves, to know that I'm going to be a better person if I can help somebody, and that people are going to really appreciate that and have gratitude for me actually working through God to help them. So yes, I believe my faith is really, really strong since I've been born, and it's been because of my Christian beliefs. And you know, I grew up Catholic up in Oregon and on a little farm, and I had a lot of time, to be by myself and realize that God is always with you. And I remember the neatest part of my growing up was where we had this 45-acre little ranch up in the mid part of Oregon.
45-acre little ranch.
Well, you know, in Oregon, that's not so, yeah, it did seem kind of small.
Where in Oregon?
It was Staten, which is
okay.
right near Salem, Oregon,
okay.
the capital.
Okay.
And we had this beautiful little creek that actually went right through the property. And we had this beautiful little wooden bridge. And I just really loved going down there, putting my feet over the top of the bridge with the little rubber boots and just watching the water go by and just knowing that God was present every day of my life. So, yeah, it's just knowing that God is present and being able to integrate whatever you're doing with God's presence. Because we know neurophysiologically in our bodies, in our minds, in our thoughts, in our words, in our experiences, in the light that we're seeing, in the sky that we are under, is that everything is connected. And, you know, through our faith, we realize that. And just to go out every day and realize how gracious we should be, how much gratitude should we have of just being alive. And through that, and, you know, with a lot of your listeners we were talking to, you were talking to so eloquently a few minutes ago, you know, everybody's trying to find that wonderful concept that they can rely upon and see the light of God shining through. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful part of life. So thank you for bringing that out through your listeners and through all your great words.
Thank you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show, and we're talking to Dr. Raymond Hall, and he's a chiropractor, but he's, you know, I don't know what you think of chiropractors, because there's chiropractors and then there's chiropractors. And I happen to know of an invention, because I'm actually sleeping on this invention. Okay, that might sound odd, but it'll get better. Anyway, I have neck issues. I have sleeping disorder because of my leg. You know, I just positioning and all types of things. I just have these issues. And so anyway, I had no idea that, you know, I ice my leg. I prop my leg. I do this. I do that. We do whatever we can to get the sleep we need, because we do need to sleep, don't we? And, you know, waking up with a stress neck. I mean, I run a business, and of course I have a stress neck. How can you not have a stress neck if you run a business? But you know what? Things are better for me, and this is a testimonial that he's not asked me for. But there is a pillow, and it's not really a pillow. To me, I told him, I said, you're not... This is not a pillow. This is a medical thing that's going to make people sleep better, feel better, have better health. That's much more than what we think of when we think of a pillow. So explain this, what you call a pillow. It's not a pillow.
Okay, I love that.
It's my best friend. I take it everywhere.
Yeah, I agree. That's great. I'm so glad you have that experience. Yeah, Pillow One, it's P-I-L-L-O without the W, Pillow within the numeral one, is sold in a lot of stores, including Bed Bath & Beyonds. But, you know, I invented it in year 2000, got it patented in 2004, and it's basically a cervical therapeutic sleeping device that allows you to sleep on your back or your side, and your head and neck are always in the perfect posture.
Yes, they are.
That is the key, right? Because so many pillows have an amorphous or one size, or they basically are a big fluffy piece of foam or feathers or down or whatever. And they just push the head straight up, or the person can't get comfortable and they keep shifting all throughout the night. Pillow One has the three different sizes that allows your head and neck to be able to be in the proper support, whether you're lying in your back or your side. So, and if we, you know, if you think about the neurophysiology behind it, it's not a coincidence that actually you feel better in the morning, or your neck is, you know, can actually heal while it sleeps. Because if you put your head in the proper, your neck in the proper alignment, to where you get this C curve or the lordotic curve, it takes stress off the muscles and the ligaments and the disc. So a lot of the research is showing that it needs that cervical curve in order to physically heal while you sleep.
Yes. You know, when you look up this pillow without the W1, you're going to see that it's very odd shaped. It's not your normal pillow, because it's not your normal pillow. And, you know, that's good, huh? We could use that as an advertising line, huh? Okay, like that? Okay, it's
love
mine.
Love it, okay.
Okay, anyway. So, you know, it's amazing, because there's this little hole where your head goes when you're laying on your back in the center of the pillow. But then if you want to, like, roll over, as we always do, you know, we roll over to maybe the fetal position to the right or to the left, or you sprawl out, whatever you do, there's this little cutout for your shoulder that kind of just fits right in there, to where you're not feeling like you're just, I don't know, not aligned. And it's just the most wonderful thing. And it's like, no matter which way you roll, no matter which way you turn, it's just made for you. And it's just so, so wonderful. So, you know, I have nothing to gain here other than just let you know that when I find something that works, when I find something, it's like people say, I'm not a salesman. And I'll say, no, we're not selling. It's just, let me ask you this. When you go to a movie and you see a good movie, which I just did recently, by the way, and don't you want to share? If you see a good movie, don't you want to share that with other people? And of course you do. Now, are you selling that movie to them? Heck no. All you're doing is saying, I found something that has changed my life. I found something that's really great. And I care enough about you that I want you to experience it too. Is that selling or is that sharing? In my opinion, that's sharing. And shouldn't we all be sharing those positive things in our lives? So there. Now, you don't have to think about being a used car salesman. Sorry if you're listening and you are. It's okay. It's just that we need to share these things with other people. And so I want to share this pillow with you guys because it's a wonderful, wonderful pillow. And the man that designed it, he really has a heart. And it's not just this fluke thing he's trying to make a buck on. It's something that's actually really physically going to make your sleep better. So with that being said, could you say that any better than I did?
I don't think I could. That's really good.
Okay, well, good, because I believe in it. See, when you believe that. In something, yeah. Then you can talk about it. Right. And you shouldn't try to share something that you don't believe in.
Yeah, it's so
right?
true.
Isn't
so
that true?
That's so why if your show's so successful. I can see that.
What?
That's why your show is so successful.
Oh,
and all these great listeners. And
thank you.
And
I do have good listeners.
And
I have a great engineer and Roland in there. He's so wonderful. He's such a support. So thank you, Roland. So moving forward, what is it else that you would like people to know about you, about the pillow, about chiropractic? It's just all yours right now. How about that?
Well, thank you so much.
That's great.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, everybody has a need. And whether this is your need tonight or not, but everybody should think about, you know, several things in their lives, nutrition, sleep, and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of wellness, part of preventive medicine, where we're going, how you're living your life. In order to live out God's word on this beautiful planet we call Earth, it's really advantageous to be healthy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so, you know,
it
a
beats
lot
the
of,
alternative, that's you know, for sure.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so many people, and that, you know, everybody has some down, you know, some weak times, and we're eating a lot of sugars, and we're drinking too much alcohol, or we're eating a lot of high fatty foods, and we're not looking what we eat, you know. But your body is a temple. And it's a temple, and this is, I love to be able to share this with you tonight, Sue, and all your listeners, because it's so important to get that word out and share this with your friends. You know, treat your body as a temple, and if you need to lose a few pounds, go out and do it. Everybody has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
We have a choice of what we eat, you know, and we have a choice of how we sleep. And we usually have a choice how much sleep we get. And we also certainly have a choice of how much exercise we can get, as long as we can stay healthy. So one of my big passions in life is to help people live a healthier and a fuller life. And through God's word and through, you know, just a real diligence of trying to make good choices, you know, eat you know, good foods, meals with low fats, with lots of fruits and vegetables, not a lot of junk. Contain your alcohol. Try not to drink too much. You know, have some good times. You know, enjoy your lives and balance that. You know, if you have a steering wheel in front of you, and you're trying to figure out how fast a car, you know, that your car should drive, and you need these spokes in your steering wheel to be all balanced. So this is where the concept of chiropractic is so good. The philosophy is because you have to balance, you know, exercise, nutrition, and sleep and health, so where if every one of these spokes is even, you can drive this car 180 miles an hour if you want.
Right.
But if this balance is not present in your life, right?
That's right.
If someone can't balance their work, or if they're working too hard and they can't balance their personal relationships or their family relationships, and they're getting that family relationships getting them down a little bit over the holidays, this is classic time.
Yes.
You know, we need to find ways and work on your weakest point. I know, Sue, I don't think you have a weak point, but
oh, yes,
let
we,
me
all,
just,
do.
You
we
know,
all do. We all do. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
but
she,
no, we
you're
all.
Looking at her in the studio audience, it doesn't look like she has any weak points, but let me guarantee
my leg
you.
Right now.
but
it's getting stronger every day, and that's what I say. It's getting stronger every day, but thank you so much for that.
She's got the perseverance and
anyway.
Diligence. There
yes.
you go. So, yeah, balancing sure. these spokes within our wheel so we can get a wheel that we can drive with every day,
yep.
you know, and be really strong, positive, and champions of God.
Romans 12:2, Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. And that is so true, and I talk about that a lot, and it's so amazing that he's saying what he's saying right now, because it's kind of like I'm hearing this echo, because I talk about this all the time, even as much as, you know, you go to the restaurant and you look at the menu, and you understand protein, I think, you understand protein, you understand vegetables and fruit, and then you understand fried food. You understand that those things are not so healthy for you. So pick the things on the, you're hungry. Okay, so we're hungry. Okay, we're good. We're hungry. So we can eat vegetables and fruit. We can eat cottage cheese and tomatoes, or we can have potatoes. Or we can have an omelet and have all that stuff on it, or we can not. So you have a choice on what you're going to eat, how much you're going to eat. You know, you have a choice. So I know, for me, I just have to say one more thing, is that when I cook, this is kind of funny, but when I cook, I want it to look like Christmas. What? I want it to look like Christmas. I always have green and red in my food. Isn't that funny? But I love green and red in my food. So think about that. Tomatoes, green peppers. I just have, my omelets look like Christmas. And if there's something missing where I have green and I don't have red, I've got to find something red, whether it's beets or it's tomatoes. I've got to find green and red for my food. So if that helps you, that's great.
I love that, too. And also, bringing scripture right back into what you're just saying is Romans 12:2. He says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, His pleasing, and His perfect will.
God must have needed you to hear that twice, because I just read that. So now we've heard it twice. So that's really good, because now we've got it twice. That's good. It's good, because you know what? God wanted you to hear that. It's awesome. And it's so true. Renewing of your mind. We have this little voice in our heads, and we could be listening to the wrong little voice, okay? If the little voice is saying, oh my gosh, I don't want to make that claim because I might fail. I don't want to step out because I might fail, or whatnot. No, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So next time you hear that little voice that says, no, I'm not going to claim that, I'm not going to say that, just say, no, I'm not going to listen to that voice anymore. I'm going to listen to a new voice. And the new voice is that we make a decision every minute of every day of how we're going to live our lives. And you have a choice. If you're not liking the way your life is going right now, there is a minor little glitchy change that you can make that can make a huge difference. It's amazing how the smallest little change can change huge as time goes on. Okay? Sometimes bad things happen to good people. And I don't understand that. I can't even, you know, begin to tell you. I don't understand. And sometimes I look up and say, why God? Why God? But He knows. You know, He knows. What we need to do is take what we need to take, do what we need to do, ask Him for His help and His guidance, and He will guide our paths. And that's what we need to do. So is that what you're doing? You know, I still have a few minutes here. If you want to call in, if something's tugging at your heart and you want to call in and you want to say something here, it's probably because the Holy Spirit's nudging you. I know that when my heart pounds like it's going to pound out of my chest, it's because the Holy Spirit is saying, you need to speak up, Sue. You don't need to keep quiet right now. You need to speak up. And if that's you right now, you need to call. Phone number again is 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. Call and tell us what you're going to do different now than you did before. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you're going to do different, because today, right now, this is the rest of your life. This moment right here, right now, is the crossroads. This is the change. This is the time when you pull yourself up, pull yourself out, and say, I need to lose weight. I'm going to make a change. And you know what? When you have a huge, huge thing to do, I say this at work, how do we conquer this elephant one bite at a time? Okay, so it's not that you have to say, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by tomorrow. That's not realistic. But if you say, you know what, I'm going to change something that I'm doing. I'm not going to eat past 6 o'clock at night. That could be a simple thing, that if you don't eat past 6 o'clock, that's my rule. I don't eat past six. And it's a good thing for me because then my body has time to sleep. It has time to digest. And I wake up in the morning really hungry. And that's okay because breakfast is a really great meal. Okay? So drink more water. Drink more water. It'll fill you up. So just drink more water. And that's just on losing the weight. How about taking a look at the person in the mirror? Who is that person in the mirror? Do you like that person? If you don't, pick one thing that you want to change about you. If you have a hard time saying you're sorry, this is usually a man thing more than a woman thing, but I'm not going to, you know, call men out. I'm just saying that, you know, man, men out there, sometimes your pride gets in the way. And if your pride's in the way and you can't say you're sorry, start saying you're sorry. Acknowledge and accept the responsibility that maybe you goofed up, because we all do. You know, and woman, you know, maybe you need to just ease up a little bit. Maybe you need to just not talk when you feel like it. Maybe you just need to be quiet, you know, win them over without a word, you know, with your gentle and quiet spirit. Maybe that's what you need to do. But maybe not. Maybe I've just irritated somebody. If so, give me a call. It's okay. We'll talk about it. 888-995-5552. So we don't have long, Ray. So what else would you like to say?
Well, I mean, everything you're talking about makes so much sense. But one of the other thing is one other thing that people I think really could use a little, you know, boost about is try to get the good sleep. You know, go to sleep.
Oh boy, yes.
Yeah, and three out of four people, according to a survey done by National Sleep Foundation, 3 out of 4. So actually, 74% of people don't get enough sleep at night.
Right.
And sleep is critical to your functioning, not only your focus, but your creative thought. And that's one of the things I was concentrating on with Pillow One, was the fact that we wanted to increase REM sleep. And actually we did.
Explain that.
Yeah.
What is REM sleep?
You know, rapid eye movement sleep is a paradoxical sleep that actually babies need, actually have 50% of their sleep is REM sleep. So it shows how important it is in our development. But as adults, we need it to help transfer our memory from like a floppy disk to a hard drive in our system. It helps to cement thought. And it also helps to increase creativity. So it's a very important sleep that we have. And of course, you know, it's the sleep that you have your dreams in. And for me personally, I pay so much attention to my dreams, because it actually allows me to kind of preface and kind of do a trial run of what's going to happen. And so I can think about those dreams when I wake up. So anyway, increasing REM sleep is a wonderful thing. We actually found Pillow One did that by over 21%. So it's a phenomenal increase in REM sleep.
That's awesome.
But sleep is critical to our health. And so if people can basically choose to go to bed at 10, try to wake up with the circadian rhythm and maybe around 6 o'clock, so they get a full 8 hours, you're going to probably find that not only they get better sleep, but they're going to get better and consistent sleep and probably feel better the next day as well.
You know, a lot of people don't know that they snore.
Right.
And if you snore, can you be in REM sleep?
Actually,
I'm just curious.
Interesting. REM, you don't snore when you're in REM sleep.
That's what I was thinking.
You probably knew that, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I was just, common sense was kind of, I was thinking that way because I know people that are very grumpy.
Right.
And I find out that they snore.
Right.
And I kind of put it together that maybe even though they might be sleeping a lot of hours, they're not sleeping really sleeping.
Right.
That REM sleep that you're talking about.
Exactly.
How do you know if you, if you can remember your dreams, then you know you're in the REM.
That's right.
Get to that point.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't happen very often.
I know. There's basically 5 stages of sleep, and REM is one of the most important.
Wow. But, so is there anything people can do listening? Maybe this is another whole show.
Yeah.
You know, we need to have you back.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yes, I would like that very much. So is there something someone can do? Buy the pillow. I got it. Okay. And I'm not pushing it.
Right.
It's just I'm sharing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pillow1.com.
Pillow1.com. Right. There you go. Smooth.
P-I-L-L-O.
And it's not a pillow. It's it's so much more than that. Anyway, so, okay, they can get that. What else would you suggest if you had patients coming to you, which I'm sure you do? Is there other suggestions? Okay, eating right, because there's some foods that might not be the best for
Absolutely.
Sleep. What else?
Yeah, like you said, some foods that wouldn't be right are the spicy foods, especially late at night. You don't want to drink a lot of alcohol right before you go to bed. You don't want to eat or drink a lot at least 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. So certainly.
I didn't even know that. See, I said don't eat past 6,
mm-hmm.
and it works for me.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So getting good sleep is critically important. important. And also try to wind down. I mean, this life that we have, that we're, there's 2.5 billion text messages sent a day.
Oh, I know. Don't even tell me
right?
that. Yeah.
Oh, did a show the about a year ago called, it was a special on KTLA, I believe it was, and it was on TextNeck.
Yeah.
And it was just showing the prevalence of people's stress, and whether you're being on the computer or on your texting, you know, your head's always in this forward head posture. So to sleep with your head in the neutral position is also really critical. But also, that got me on the subject, when you're trying to wind down at night, try not to go to your computer, try to read some scripture. It'd be beautiful thing that you do a half hour, 45 minutes before you go to bed. Try to wind down so your body can naturally go into the sleep
mode. How about thinking
mode.
About all the things that you're thankful for right before you go to sleep?
It's beautiful.
I know that, you know, being a business owner, that I have issues and troubles. And sometimes I go to sleep thinking about those troubles. And I wake up brushing my teeth with the best idea ever.
Yeah.
And it's because my brain was still working on the issue.
Absolutely.
And I was sleeping, but my brain was still working. And I get the best. I laugh about that all the time. It's like an ongoing joke at work. Oh, did you think about that when you're brushing your teeth? And I'm like, yeah, maybe I need to brush my teeth a lot more often. I'll have a lot better ideas, you know. Yeah, maybe exactly. Maybe that's what I need to do. I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of funny.
It is.
Yes. So REM sleep, I really am going to focus on that now. I'm going to see what I can do to see if I can get better sleep. We all need to get sleep.
Yes. So,
go
you know,
ahead.
I mean,
you're winding out.
You know, the last thing is when we start talking about weight loss, you know, sleep is critical to weight loss, you know, and hormones are being produced. And so it's, sleep is so important.
Yes.
Going with it.
God bless you all. Until next week. Love ya. Bye.
Forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, it's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy, and they start looking for a home. Your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.